So if you've if you're back to a page, then you tick it again to leave it for the second time. I don't believe all this stuff, it's just amazing. Right. Fine, yep. And was it your idea to stick the bit in it where you say, we're inviting like from quite a wide audience, when we gave priority to linguists. Was that a volunteering? Yeah, or great. Yeah. And that should kind of take care of itself as well. If she just sends one round to everyone, then only the psycholinguist will say it was for me. Because I can't imagine there'd be an essential difference really between them.
Applicable to them, that they don't go, oh, we're just getting rubbish.
Right, yeah.
Well, do we have an idea of how many people we're gonna actually have the whole thing? Any kind of, because then it seems to me to be quite obvious. Then we just subtract the number of second and third year students, and then everything else is just. I would favor doing it just on a first come, first serve basis. But I mean, if we're like. So, I mean, we were going to do this thing for, I can't even remember, was it 2 or 3 days? Okay, and so how many posters and talks are we gonna actually going to get in? You do 2 in a row, then that's an hour, isn't it? And then give it a 20-minute break, perhaps. Oh. Would you get that many people wanting to give talks? How many second and third year students are there? Right, okay. We're also going to be having posters, aren't we? And I should imagine that most people would rather do a poster than give a talk. Yeah, but wouldn't we want to actually just like dedicate an afternoon or a morning to being a poster session? Mm. Yeah. I mean, people kind of like generally sort of sort them out themselves, that sort that out themselves. I mean, it's the thing about posters, unless you kind of say, you know, if your name is in the first half of the alphabet, you can move and the other ones can't. I'd make it a whole morning or a whole afternoon. I mean, just because, like, ones that I've been to as well, people tend to kind of come and go from them. And I mean, I'd say a whole, either a whole morning or a whole afternoon, at least, but that's I mean, just based on the ones that I've been to. At least six. Oh, right, okay, yeah. Well, that's just kind of dictated by the size of the room, really, isn't it? Yeah. I mean, would we have poster boards, or is it just going to be posters on the walls? I should have found this out. Are you guys second years or first years? You're both first years, so none of us have been to this before. Right. Yeah, I think so. Oh, you mean on the October thing? I thought, well, it seemed to me that he was saying that everyone would do it because its goal was to give the new intake idea of. Oh, no, yeah. Well, we should find out if generally they use poster boards. If there are some poster boards that we can get hold of, then that's all right. Okay. Well, the maximum. I mean, I guess that will evolve when we get a response from people, perhaps. But that's fine, isn't it? So we've got 3 days. And is the other main group then philosophy? Oh, yeah. Asking philosophy. And do you think informatics would? I mean, I'm thinking that the informatics potentially is quite a big response. All right, cool. Would we want to ask them and put some kind of like proviso in to make it specific to sort of preemptively weed out the numbers, or should we just say to them, "Oh, you know, we're having this thing about language, and you know, if you've got something you think about language, come to." Let's just do that. That seems most straightforward. Yeah, just so if we just send them a general thing saying the linguistics department's having this conference and would like to invite postgraduates from informatics. I'll do that, that's fine. And should I get in touch with philosophy as well? No one will understand. Yeah, I mean, like, if I just send them a thing saying the linguistics department is having a postgraduate thing. So if you're a philosophy student with, you know, your work has got an interest in language, then. Basically, what I was thinking was just sending them your call for papers and changing it slightly to say, "Dear philosophy students." Oh, I see, right. He wants them there because so he can make it. Okay.
Supervised by bringing your students are going to be talking, presumably you want to be there, so can you give us a time that would be good for you, and then we can put them in a block at one
Yeah.
time. So he says, yeah, okay, Thursday afternoon, I've got completely free.
Yeah, and
I think we do need to stick everyone together, particularly if they've got the same supervisor, and it's also good if talks are on the same topic for a whole morning or a whole afternoon, because then people will come along and go, oh, this morning it's all on phonology, or this morning it's all on linguistics. Now, we need, if I'm going to send out this call, we need a deadline for titles. So, what should we say? Something like, because we need a deadline for titles and a deadline for abstracts. So let's set the latest deadline, the sort of abstracts deadline first, because we need to have a meeting, and that's the end when all the real work starts. So what's the absolute latest? Obviously, I mean, maybe the end of
2 weeks ahead. End of March.
End of March might be okay. I'm going away for 2 weeks on the 4th of April, and then I'm coming back just in time for the conference. So any organising, at least stuff where I need to be, I need to meet physically. One thing, it's starting on the Wednesday, and the first day back is Tuesday. I think I'm coming back. I'm trying to get this right. Hopefully, I'll be back in time, but we'll be able to do something the day before, because I think I'm going to be back. We might even have to come in the evening, but that's not the end of the world. But we might have to set some things up, like maybe just get the chairs organized. Going to be other things like getting the technology ready. So not only is there a pressure to have talks that are on a similar topic together, but also if people need the same kind of computer setup, it's good to have them together so we don't have to keep changing it. So because I think it was Cedric who's already offered to do whatever we need him to do. He just needs to know in advance what people need. So
what kinds of things do you think people are actually going to need?
Well,
like,
hopefully, most people will either have something like PowerPoint or they'll just have a PDF slide. Hopefully, no one will have anything too specialized.
In my experience, what you usually should have is some kind of overhead, bingo, beamer. In some cases, we might.
I mean, if you do it, it hasn't B9 got all of that.
Yeah, it's got a lot in it, but I think it does take a little bit of. I mean, I think sometimes maybe people need to be in Linux rather than Windows, and so booting them out. Yeah, it's sometimes an issue, I think. But I think what we should say is when I put out this call, I'll put both deadlines, and I think I'll say that when you send me your abstract, you need to mention any technology. So at least we have all the information. Yeah.
Yep.
So deadlines. Okay, so let's think about this. If we gave them a whole month or just over a month, then that would be okay, wouldn't it? Because we've still got. Oh no, it wouldn't be okay at all. If we gave them a whole month, that gives hardly any time. So if we gave them, say, till mid-March, that would be good. So give them something like 10 days or whatever to get the title in, and then give them a week on top of that to get
You're going to send that Ben crazy. Why not just give him a week to the abstract? I mean, I'm just thinking about. Oh no! I was saying just give them a bit longer to get back with the title. Say get back with the title by the 7th, or do we need 10 days to go from? Yeah. And we've got an email address for them to send all this to, haven't we? Or was it?
Well, we kind of have. We were given. The only thing is accessing the account. They can send it to PGC, I think.
Yeah.
Because so far I've just been using my own email address, but it would be better. It's quite easy to send from an email address, because you can send from any email address you like. It's just the fact that you need when they reply to it, you need to be able to access it. So I already tried it once, and I'm sure they gave us a password. And I even actually. Well, that's it. I mean, you may already know, but the thing is, if you want to send this call, you know, when you do the philosophy and thing you want, then if you want to send from PGC, then, I mean, you might already know, but you can go, if you did it from webmail, you can just create a new account for yourself, and where it says it actually has a send form address, and you can just put PGC.
Yeah.
The other thing you could do is just fill in the reply to address as PGC.
Yeah.
Depending on what you want to do. But that's what I'll do. I'll send it from PGC, so if anyone replies, it will just go to that account. And any of us can access it at any time. Presumably, you can access this off from webmail or, you know, or IMAP or whatever.
Should I take care of the web page?
Yeah, if you want to create a web page and just copy my email. Something and anything else you might want to do, and then later on we can put the program.
Cool. All right, yeah. Oh, so am I. Is it five? Is it almost two? Oh, my microphone fell off. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's just, yeah, no, that would be cool. Okay, so I mean, I won't get in touch with Philosophy, or I won't send anything to Philosophy and Informatics till I've got your email, because I'll just send them a modified version of that. But I'll try and get a good address to send it to. All right, so that was a note, and I'm okay. All right, we finished.